at Liquid Zeolite today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. And now your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and we'd love to hear from you. Our phone number is 800-259-9231. End of the hour, we were talking with Doris from California, and she wanted to pull some shoots, some runners coming from her honeysuckle. And as I explained to Doris, if you start where the shoot is coming out of the ground, loosen the soil, there's like a little runner that goes from the mother plant out, maybe a foot or two underground, and then pokes out of the ground, forming a new plant. If you soften the soil, slowly pull it out of the ground, you'll see that that stem is covered with roots. Then you just break the umbilical cord, you know, where it comes out of the mother, dig it up, and now you've got a nice stem full of roots. Put some compost in the ground, some manure, some peat moss, some type of a soil conditioner, and plant it. Now, because you've got a big top and a small bottom, you should prune back that new plant, that sucker-type plant that you dug. Cut it back by 50%, and that will help to balance the root system being cut and a bigger-than-normal top. And then just keep it wet, and you should be able to do that and have all kinds of new plants. I've done that with lilacs, digging the shoots developing at the base of the plant. I've done that with forsythia. And, of course, all of my perennials get divided in much the same way during the springtime. So you can divide, no problem at all. Just keep it nice and wet. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, this time we've got Michelle over in Stoughton, Massachusetts. She has a question about mold.
Michelle, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning, Paul. This is Michelle in Stoughton. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself, Michelle?
Very good, very good. I don't know if you covered this already because I lost reception of your program, but I was trying to find out what the name of the product and the spelling that you use, I think, in your basement to attack the mold.
Yes. The name of the product is called Captan. C-A-P-T-A-N. It is the most widely used fungicides. Today, there are not a lot of specialty-type fungicides, but this is the oldest that we have. It's probably the most widely used. It's in bumpers of your car. It's in patio furniture. When they're making the furniture, they add the Captan so that your furniture won't turn all green being outside in the weather. But what I do is this. You want to do it pretty quick because it's starting to get cold. Make sure that your basement windows are all open. Your bulkhead, your stairs that lead into the basement from the outside is open. And then you get a pump can that you can pump to build pressure. You put 5 teaspoons of Captan per gallon of water. So 5 teaspoons, C-A-P-T-A-N, Captan, per gallon of water. You put a mist on the walls and on the floor in your basement. Now, while you're doing this, buy one of those little paper masks that you put over your nose and your mouth. And then, before I even do that, I set up a couple of fans in my basement just to circulate the air. But I don't turn them on until I'm done spraying. So I spray the walls. I spray the floor, working my way out. I turn on the fan to move the air, and that will speed up the drying process. And just out of the basement for an hour or so. And when I see that the cement has dried up, then I'll close the windows, close the doors, and it really will kill the mold and mildew that lives in the damp, musty basement. And you're going to see, if you do this spring and fall, that the smell in your basement is going to start changing. And that moldy smell will slowly disappear. And it works really well. My wife was allergic to mold and mildew, and she was getting shots every single week, 52 weeks of the year. We started using the Captan as recommended by her doctor, and she doesn't get any shots anymore. So it really does work well. Thank you, Michelle. Ottman, who's next?
Well, we've got Susan over in Concord, and she's got some mushrooms in her yard she wants to ask you about.
Susan, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
I have a question. We had a very large silver maple in our front yard. And the city came down and they cut down the silver maple. They came and they ground the stump. This was probably about 2 years ago. This year, the area where the tree was is growing. I don't know if you would call them mushrooms, but they're this white spongy stuff is coming up out of the ground. And I've been pulling them up. But as of late, something has been coming by and digging the soil with a vengeance. And I've also noted grubs in the soil where the tree was. What do I do?
What's happening is what they did not grind when they ground the stump is rotting. The roots that are there are now rotting, and that's organic matter. And mushrooms live on a peaty, composty type soil. So as the roots rot and the stump rots, the moles and the mushrooms and things like that will get to be more active. To speed up the process, if you can lime that area, spring and fall, you can, if you have a wood stove or a fireplace, take that wood ash and just throw it right in this area, and it will neutralize the mushroom growth. Because mushrooms like an acid-type soil. So you keep it sweet. It will still rot. It will still break down. But you'll have a lot less of this mushroom-type growth developing all over the yard. Again, mushroom grows on organic matter. Really rotten-type compost, decayed leaves, pine needles, you know, nice compost that makes your garden grow, well, that makes the mushrooms grow. So just lime it spring and fall, and that will just go away. And the other thing, too, this year, we had 22 inches of rain during June, July, and August. When you add all that rain to the mix, that really makes the mushrooms grow. So if we have a nice dry spring, you won't have any mushrooms at all. Thank you, Susan. It's just a temporary thing. Ottman, who's next?
Well, we can go over to Maine and talk to Marilyn. She's got some questions about fertilizer and weed killer.
Marilyn, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Thank you. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
I have two problems, and I've meant to call you for some time. This morning, I managed to get up in time to be able to talk to you, and I'm so appreciative.
Good.
The first problem is that I want to use organic fertilizers on my lawn. I don't want the commercial stuff anymore. And I don't know where to buy it or what to buy or brands. Does it matter on brands?
Where do you live, Marilyn?
Lymington, Maine.
In Lymington. Okay. What I want you to do is go to your local garden center or a greenhouse. feed and grain stores, Agways.
Okay.
You know, Ace Hardware. And there's a couple of companies that are really good. You have a company called Organica. O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A, Organica. And they sell a straight fertilizer. They have a four-step system that uses corn gluten. And corn gluten is what they make dog food and animal food out of. That's one of the main ingredients. And when you put corn gluten spring and fall, it will help to kill the seeds of weeds in your lawn. So if you put down corn gluten, you cannot plant a new lawn because the corn gluten will kill the seed. But they do have a straight fertilizer. Theirs is very, very good. There's a company called Jonathan Green, and they have a totally organic fertilizer also. So I think if you stuck with those two companies, when spring arrives, there's a whole bunch of new companies that will have organic products. The oldest organic fertilizer for this country is from Milwaukee, and it's called Milorganite. M-I-L-O-R-G-A-N-I-T-E. Milorganite is the most widely used organic fertilizer for golf courses in the country. So Milorganite, Organica, or Jonathan Green Organic, and they'll do wonders for you. And it's not too late. I fertilized my lawn on Friday, and you've got till about Thanksgiving to really have it do a good job for you. So there's no time like now.
You know, all that hard work you put in raking leaves all fall? Why not put those leaves to work for you and your lawn? Hi, I'm Ashton Ritchie of the Scotts Company. Don't rake them, bag them, or blow them. Mow them. Mulch those leaves. Then just put down some Scotts Turf Builder Winter Guard. Its special formula gives your lawn's roots the deep feeding they need and want. What's more, studies show Winter Guard actually helps those mulch leaves break down faster. So that way your lawn's soil gets an extra nutritional boost. Winter Guard feeds and breaks down leaves, making it a 1-2 punch for a thicker, greener, healthier lawn. One that's a real knockout in the spring. Scotts guarantees it or your money back. This weekend, feed your lawn a bag of Winter Guard and take a break from the rake. If you want to know more about fall feeding with Scotts Winter Guard, check out our new site at scotts.com.
Now that you planted your garden and you're ready to enjoy the rewards of your labor, do not let the deer destroy your hard work. Pick up a container of Deer Scram. These granules are guaranteed to work. That's right, guaranteed to keep the deer away from your garden. Even safe to use in a vegetable garden, and contains no synthetic additives. It's not toxic, it's biodegradable, and will not harm animals and the environment. That's Deer Scram. Have you ever traveled with the Fall Fair Garden Club before? It's like traveling with family and friends, and I know you will enjoy it almost as much as the trip itself. Next spring, we are planning to visit Croatia and Slovenia from April 27th to May 5th. You will be staying on the Croatian Riviera, filled with fancy hotels, beautiful beaches, rich history, and several UNESCO World Heritage sites. See the beautiful coastline, fishing villages, medieval cities, and much more. For more information, call 888-997-BOAT.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money,
when you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money,
when you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money,
go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our undersink reverse osmosis osmosis system is only $249. PureWaterFreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at PureWaterFreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at PureWaterFreedom.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention landscapers, house painters, carpet cleaners, pet sitters, gutter cleaners, and anyone who has their own home service business. Would you love to build a huge and loyal customer base fast? Well, now you can. Introducing the Magic Yellow Flyer. The Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system is the most effective and inexpensive way to build a referral-only service business in a short period of time. Get new customers and build a solid customer base. Throw away all of the other ineffective and expensive advertising methods. You need the Magic Yellow Flyer. Corporate America is destroying our country, and it's time to rebuild the backbone of America. No matter what business you're in, the Magic Yellow Flyer marketing system will work for you. Don't have a home business? The Magic Yellow Flyer comes with 15 hot home businesses that you can start at a minimum cost. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com. That's MagicYellowFlyer.com. Put the Magic Yellow Flyer to work for you today. Visit MagicYellowFlyer.com.
Good morning. Our phone number, toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. So if we can help you, give us a call right now. Marilyn, you had one more question. What is it?
I have a lot of weeds, especially that clumpy stuff I think is nut grass. And I want to know, do I need to wait until spring to kill these, or can I do it now?
Nut grass, Marilyn, is a natural bulb, and if you were to dig in the ground and or pull the grass up as a clump, you're going to see like tiny little nuts about a quarter of an inch attached to the root system. And there's nothing organic that will kill nut grass, and right now it's really too late in the year. The only company that I know that has anything that will take care of it is Bayer. It's the same company that makes the aspirin. And that's something that you would apply to the grass, during late April and throughout the month of May and June. But it's a liquid that you would, comes with a built-in sprayer. So you just attach it to your hose. And you spray it directly on the lawn, and it will kill the nut grass. Now, you may say, well, I only have a few places here and there. It multiplies very, very quickly because some of the rodents will also eat that little bulb. And if they tunnel underground, they'll pick it up, move it around their tunnels, and then it starts popping up all over the place. So for now, just say, I'll get you next year. But there's nothing organic for that. And if it's used correctly, you don't have to treat the whole lawn. Mix it in a watering can and just apply it directly to the weeds where you see it. Okay? Thank you. We appreciate the phone call. Now, during the break, we had a caller who was driving and didn't want to stay on the line. Wanted to know if you could still plant a new lawn. And in southern New England, coastal New Hampshire, coastal Maine, you can still plant a lawn right now. What you want to do, that's just thinned out, set your lawnmower for the lowest setting. And basically what you're going to do is you're going to scalp the lawn. Pick up all the grass clippings, if there's some to be had, if there's a lot of it. Take a steel rake and just scratch up the surface of the ground about a half an inch deep so that it's soft. Apply your grass seed. Use a seed starter fertilizer, if you can find it. If you can't, then a fall fertilizer. And a fall fertilizer has less nitrogen, more phosphorus, to stimulate the root system so that it will get established quicker at this time of the year. So scratch the ground, apply your grass seed, and what I do is I take a bamboo rake or a plastic leaf rake, and I turn it upside down so that the teeth face up, and I comb the area, and that blends the seed with the soil. And depending on where you live and what your conditions are, ask the person to select the right seed. If it's sunny, you can use bluegrass. You can use a rye mix. If it's shady, then it's more on the fescue and a lot less bluegrass. Bluegrass is for the sun. There's Jonathan Green has something called Black Beauty. Scott's has new seed that's coated with a fine clay particles, and it helps to retain the moisture around the seed to help it to germinate faster. But it's not too late, and that will help you a great deal. Okay? And water every single day until the grass is ready to be mowed. Ottman, who's up next?
We've got Sue over in Manchester, New Hampshire, and she has a question about perennials.
Sue, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Hi. Hello.
Hi.
I was wondering what perennials I should cut down. I have hydrangeas, daylilies, different types of roses, and
okay.
Also a climbing rose.
Okay. The climbing rose, what I want you to do, Sue, is this. I want you take a pair of pruners, and I want you to go to your rose bushes. And I want you to slowly, with your hands, dig around the main stem that's coming out of the ground. You should only have one stem. Anything that's growing underneath the graft, now you're going to see a swollen area that resembles your fist. Anything underneath the swollen area coming out of the ground is a sucker. And that you remove. Everything else, leave it alone. Prune roses in the spring when the Red Sox play baseball for real. Ever plant a garden and only part of it grew? You did everything right except to figure out how much sun and shade would affect the plants. Help is on the way with the new SunStick. The new technology helps you plan for a better perennial garden and helps you select the right shrub for your yard. The new SunStick tells you just how much sun or shade is in the location you have selected for your plants. Before you plant, use the SunStick. Put the right plant in the right location this year. Go to GoSunStick.com. If rabbits have found your garden and are eating your flowers and shrubs, it's time to fight back with Bob XR. Just spray the foliage of your plants and they will move to your neighbor's yard. Bob XR will not wash off and will last for up to 2 months, even during the winter. If rodents ate your flower bulbs this year, be sure to treat your new ones with Bob XR by soaking them for 5 minutes before planting this fall. For honest answers about your animal problems, call Bob X at 800-792-4449.
When you're ready to purify your family's drinking water
and save money.
When you're ready to remove contaminants like chlorine, fluoride, arsenic, pharmaceutical drugs, and even iron and rust from your water
and save money.
When you're ready to enjoy crisp, clean water
and save money.
Go to purewaterfreedom.com.
How much will you save at purewaterfreedom.com?
Our competition sells fluoride filters between $150 and $200. Our price, $99. They sell reverse osmosis systems for $600. Our under-sink reverse osmosis system is only $249. Purewaterfreedom.com offers state-of-the-art water filters for every application for home or office. And our whole-house fluoride water filters include a 10-year warranty and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Get details today at purewaterfreedom.com or speak to a water purification specialist by calling 1-866-757-7644. That's 1-866-757-7644. Now the best filtered water in the world comes at the best price at purewaterfreedom.com.
If you currently owe back taxes to the IRS or state, this special announcement is for you. Tax authorities are now accepting settlements, and you can resolve your tax debt for a fraction of what you owe. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, now is the time to act before it's too late. We're the Rely On Group, and our tax resolution experts are here to help you right now. Many of our tax experts are former IRS agents. They know how to legally and permanently resolve your tax problems and make sure you don't pay a dime more than you have to. Call now to immediately remove tax liens, eliminate tax penalties, and end wage garnishments. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state, call us for free information about how you can legally settle your tax liabilities and save thousands of dollars. Call now, 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944. 1-800-984-1944.
Men, are you urinating more frequently? Do you wake up to urinate? Don't ignore your prostate health. See your doctor for checkups and call for a free bottle of Beta Prostate. Beta Prostate is a natural supplement that helps your body support prostate health. Your prostate affects the quality of your life, including your sleeping habits and intimacy. Beta Prostate has plant sterols shown to support healthy urine flow and healthy sleeping habits. And Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same plant sterols found in one Beta Prostate. New customers can get a free bottle of Beta Prostate. You only pay shipping and handling. To get your free bottle of Beta Prostate, call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201. This offer is for one free bottle per household. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-257-7201. That's 1-800-257-7201.
eCigarettesNational.com would like to introduce an alternative to smoking regular cigarettes to all GCN listeners. It's called the e-cigarette. It looks, feels, tastes, and delivers nicotine like a regular cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, you don't have to worry about more than 3,900 toxic chemicals and tar entering your body. There's no flame, so there's no risk of fire, and has no dangerous secondhand smoke, so it's safe for the people around you and will save you right around 50% over smoking regular cigarettes. So, get rid of the ashtrays, the smell, and the smoke. Learn more by visiting eCigarettesNational.com. That's the letter E, CigarettesNational.com. eCigarettesNational.com. And use coupon code GCN and receive 10% off your order. Or call 1-888-329-7064. 1-888-329-7064 today. To purchase, you must be 18 or older.
Good morning, and welcome to the Fall Parent Garden Club. Our phone number is toll-free, 800-259-9231. And one of the things that you have to try and remember is to try and think a season or two ahead of you. And if you think back last spring, as the snow began to melt, especially last year because we got snow early. The ground never froze, and the moles came out of the woodworks and went into your lawn. And as the snow melted and the snow line receded, we started to see a lot of damage in our lawn with mounds of soil and also zigzag patterns of the runs where these moles lived in your lawn that was all dead. So what you need to do is to think before the moles arrive in your yard. So to try and give you some idea on how moles lived, I've asked Dave Cutterback to join us and to explain to you why they come there, where they come from, what the moles are looking for, and what their tunnels are, because I think you're going to be surprised. Dave actually has a pet mole, he was telling me, in his yard, and he's doing a lot of research and having fun trying things with the mole. Dave Cutterback, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. How are you?
I'm terrific. How about yourself, Dave?
Oh, doing fine. I'm actually looking at my pet mole's residence. Mole mounds.
Mole mounds all over the place. Tell us
a few of them.
Try to explain to our listeners, first of all, where do the moles come from? Because we don't have them during the summertime in our lawns. Where do they go during the summer, and how do they get here, and what do they do?
Well, okay, you actually do have them in the summer, but you're not going to see them. Moles' principal source of food is earthworms. Earthworms are driven, as you know, Paul, by moisture. And when moisture levels are higher in the fall and the spring, and when weather is a little cooler and less dry, you'll have more earthworm activity at the surface of your open areas, in your lawns, in your the non-woody areas. This is what brings moles to the surface themselves, tunneling for or burrowing along near the surface of the soil, searching for earthworms. They're deeper. Moles have two sets of tunnels, you might want to call it. One is a deeper living set of tunnels, a little bit, and a burrow that they live, that they stay in usually during the winter, not hibernating, but below that frost line. And you're right, if the frost doesn't come to harden the ground, you can easily have mole activity resume, as you would have earthworms, during a warm snap. So they come from deeper tunnels. They range throughout the entire Northeast. Two species of moles live in our area, the eastern mole and the star-nosed mole. But a star-nosed mole is not seen often. It's mostly a swamp creature, a swampy, wet ground creature.
And the other type of mole?
The eastern mole?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh, the other type of mole you're going to see, the eastern mole is the one you're going to see in your lawn. He's about 3 or 4 inches long. He's got that snout. He's best identified by his signs, which are the mounds of dirt you're going to see. And very often you'll see raised connecting tunnels. But the mounds are the giveaway. They're little volcanoes, hopefully not too big. And that is the sign of moles in your lawn.
Well, I have a new raised bed garden that I created in the spring, and I'm doing some espaliered fruit trees, and there's some grapes and blueberries. It's all going to be berries. Well, with all the rain and stuff, the weeds got out of control. I basically gave up on that garden because I had done all the hard work, and on Monday this past week, I started weeding and cleaning the garden. And running along the border of this raised bed, as I stepped on the ground collapsed. And it was all kinds of tunnels. And then in the very center of the garden was this mound of soil about a foot high and probably 2 foot in diameter. And that was riddled full of holes and also. So I did what you told me. I broke these mounds up, flattened them out, and I put down the mole scram. Now, can you explain to our listeners what mole scram is and how it works?
sure. Molespram is a great preventer and stopper of mold damage, which is a granular repellent. It comes in bags or easy-to-use shaker containers. Molespram has the main active ingredient that other repellents also have, but our company in manufacturing Molespram uses more. It's castor oil. What castor oil does, when moistened or wetted and released from the granular carrier, it seeps into the ground and it coats earthworms, makes those earthworms very untasty for moles. Now, we've gone a step further at Epic. We have added two more active ingredients because we believe you need to use a multiple target approach when you're dealing with pests of this sort. We've added two smells that the moles don't like. One is garlic in the form of a concentrated garlic oil, and the second is citronella. Now, garlic and citronella themselves are well known as great insect repellents. In combination used in Molespram, that also brings the insect population in your grass down a little bit, which is another source of food for the moles. So suddenly the moles have food that doesn't taste good, burrows that smell awful, and soil they have to tunnel through to find new food being just as bad. So what we've done is change their environment. We've changed the moles' environments far beyond what our other repellents on the market do. It works very well. It's good for at least 6 weeks. In cooler weather, when coated, it's going to, or if it's under a snow cover, it'll last even longer, up to 7-8 weeks. The good news also is you can use it as a preventative. Molespram can be shaken out as at this time of year as mold damage. You may have mold damage even now, but it'll drive them away before the winter starts.
I did see something happen, and you probably don't realize this, but this past week I was cleaning up my lawn area, and in the middle of my lawn I have a flagpole, and usually this time of the year I turn off the light and take down the flag to get ready for the winter so that the flag doesn't get all ripped up with the storms. And I turned off my light for the flagpole after I mowed the grass. The following morning, the lawn was dug up from raccoons or skunks. And I was absolutely stunned because nothing had bothered the grass, figuring that maybe it was the light that was keeping the animals off. Well, I took some of your Molespram and I broadcast the entire area where the skunks had been digging. And the last three nights, they have not returned. So this is something that I'll keep you informed about, but it has stopped the animals from digging for grubs or whatever they are looking for right now. Have you heard of this before?
I have not. It's not totally surprising to me that would happen because of the... Well, these animals also are going to be affected by bad or unusual smells. One of the reasons we use citronella, which is not a bad smell to ourselves, you know, we use it in candles. No. It's sort of a sweet smell. But to native animals, Paul, it's a foreign smell. Citronella is not a Native American plant. It's a strange addition to the environment. This is one when you combine citronella, say, with garlic, you're going to have a bad smell and a strange smell, and most animals will simply avoid bad and strange things rather than try to figure them out and keep living with them. So we'll keep an eye on that. That's interesting.
Yeah, I'll keep you informed on that because I just figured if it's going to keep the moles and the voles away, and it does have a pleasant smell. That citronella is a nice smell. So I put it on, and it's supposed to rain later on today, and we'll see what happens. But for the last three nights, they have not returned to dig up the lawn since I put the Molespram on that lawn. And you're right, your product compared to other companies, I was noticing, is 50% more active ingredients than everybody else. Plus, you add the citronella oil and you add the garlic oil to it. So you're using three products instead of one. And the main ingredient, the castor oil, is 50% stronger than everybody else. So maybe that's working, but I'll let you know what's happening. Now, one of the things that last time we talked, you said that they have two different tunnels. They have the tunnels close to the surface, and then they have a secondary tunnel that they live in during the winter when the ground is frozen. How deep is that secondary tunnel?
Well, that's generally about 4 feet deep, 3 to 4 feet deep, but the moles can go even deeper than that. They could be down as much as 6 feet, which is well below the frost line in all the northeastern United States.
So they have one set of tunnels for the winter, real deep, and then one set right close to the surface of the ground.
That's right. The interesting thing about moles, too, and it's another reason you saw them last year, you'd think they may hibernate or do something about the winter in general, but they don't. They don't actually sleep. Their bodies slow down in activity, like many winter animals. But they actually store worms. Worms are actually slightly anesthetized by the saliva that moles have when they're eating and catching their prey. And they'll store them in the burrows underneath, and they'll eat up their winter supply while they're staying below the surface. But they're going to notice temperature changes and moisture changes quite easily. And if they get any mole activity or any worm activity down deep, where the worms themselves are during the winter, if that rises to the top, so will the moles.
Wow! So they work along with Mother Nature.
Absolutely. And I'm glad you mentioned my pet mole. He's actually a pest that was chased from my neighbor's yard who used mole scram. He didn't know what to do about the problem. But apparently this mole has now traveled several hundred feet in coming to the edge of my property, and I have watched him move his tunnel system up my lawn, not knowing what he was up against. So I've had the pleasure of testing some additional safe substances, which we can use as possible bolstering to further formulas of mole scram. So I'm having an unusual good time by chasing a mole all around my lawn. Most people wouldn't want to do that, and fortunately they won't have to.
Dave, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We appreciate you getting up early on Sunday and educating our listeners about mole scram. Thank you. Go outside and take a look at the siding on your house, the fence, the paved walkways, decks, driveways, and even the patio furniture and canvas awnings. Do you see green stains? Well, it's either moss, mold, or mildew, and it's slowly destroying your home and garden. Eliminate it now, easily with Wet and Forget. Wet and Forget is an outdoor cleaner that requires no pressure washer, bleach, or scrubbing. Just wet and forget the problem area, and Mother Nature does the rest naturally. That's Wet and Forget. If you have arthritis, carpal tunnel, or wrist problems, don't give up gardening because it hurts. Look for Radius Garden Tools. Last year I planted 1,100 seedlings without a single blister. My wife has arthritis and she would only help me if she got to use the Radius work tools. The tools are beautiful, durable, and guaranteed for life. Go to the website www.radiusgardentools.com for a dealer near you. Enjoy gardening again without pain and use Radius Garden Tools. The fall season is my favorite. With all the colorful trees and shrubs, keep them healthy with a good feeding of plant tone fertilizer right now. All your plants with leaves will have an easier time getting through the winter if fed now. Healthy plants survive the winter better, and when spring arrives, they will also bloom better for you. For evergreens, use Holly Tone. For bulbs this fall, use Bulb Tone from Espoma. Because of a very mild fall and winter, the moles have had a field day in your lawn and garden. It's time to take action. Bonide Motox 2 will eliminate moles in your lawn and garden. All it takes is a teaspoon per tunnel and the damage stops. I use it and it works. In February and March, spray your fruit trees, roses, and ornamentals with Bonide oil and lime sulfur spray. This product kills the disease spores, insect eggs that are spending the winter on your plants, and they will not hatch in the spring. Oil and lime sulfur spray contain no chemicals, all organic.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms. I get it. You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
For thousands of years, Native American healing has been practiced in North America. The Native Americans discovered an astonishing healing plant called Siaga. This pesticide-free, wild-crafted, all-natural wonder is handpicked by a medicine man and effectively combined with other all-natural and sacred ingredients into a product called Defense. These key ingredients not only supply powerful immune system building blocks defending your body against natural and man-made viruses, but they also assist your body in healing itself from life-threatening conditions. HealForGood.com's Defense Capsules are Native American practitioners' remedy. Start now with a 100% money-back guarantee. Mention this ad and receive $5 off your first 3-month supply of Defense Capsules. Call 1-877-HEAL-4-GOOD. 1-877-HEAL, the number 4, GOOD. Good. That's 877-432-5446. Or order online at healforgood.com. That's healforgood.com.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Good morning, and welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. It's Sunday morning, and if we can help you with your garden, 800-259-9231. We are at Coastal Living on Route 1 in Hampton Falls, and they have breakfast for you. Come on down, sit down at the chairs, and you can listen to the program, and we can answer all of your gardening questions. I'll be here until 2 o'clock to answer those questions for you. They've lit a grill. They're going to slow cook some pork. They'll have hot dogs for you around noon. Kind of a fall open house. So come on by and say hello. We'd love to see you. Ottman, who's up next?
Well, we've got Lucille up in Old Urchin Beach, Maine. And she wanted to ask you about sunchokes.
Lucille, good morning. Welcome to the Garden Club.
Good morning.
Good morning.
I was at the farmer's market and noticed that one of the local farmers was growing sunchokes. And I bought some of it, and I'm wondering, can I plant those now?
I don't know if they would survive the winter because it is kind of late. Did he have plants that he was selling?
No. They were the edible portion.
The edible portion. Okay. I grow them in my garden, and I've never had them able to survive the winter. Now, it's beautiful foliage. The foliage on these artichokes are gorgeous. Looks like a giant dandelion, kind of a silvery gray in color. And the clump will get almost 3 feet across. And the artichokes that I grew this past year, a single stem came out of the center, about two and a half feet tall, with an artichoke the size of my fist. I picked that one, and around that stem were five smaller ones that ended up getting about three-quarters the size of the main one. And I didn't think there was something that you could grow in New California, big fields of them. But they taste great. It's a fun thing to watch grow because what you are actually eating are the flower buds of that plant. But next year, when you go back to the farmer's market this year, ask them if they can grow plants for you. And as I said, I have. Now, the secret is this. If you want sunchokes or artichokes to grow in your yard, you need to plant them early in the season. They have to be put into the ground early when it's still cold. So when you're planting broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cauliflower, cabbage, when you're putting in your peas by seeds, during the month of April is when you need to plant them. If you wait until May, you'll have great foliage, but you won't have a flower. So they've got to be put into the garden early, like your cold weather crops, cabbages, and things like that. Otherwise, great leaves, but no flowers that you eat. Okay? And they're really fun to watch, especially if you've never seen it before. But like a giant dandelion, silver gray, serrated leaves, they're beautiful, and they taste terrific. So, Lucille, go back to the farmer's market and see if you can order seedlings for the spring and just space them every couple of feet, and you'll have a beautiful silver gray planting bed with unusual foliage, and you can let it mature, and it will open up to be a flower. Thank you, Lucille. Ottman, who's up next?
All right, let's talk to Anthony in Milford, Massachusetts. He had a question about arborvitaes.
Anthony, good morning. How can we help you with your arborvitaes?
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for taking my call. Last October, my girlfriend and I purchased 30 arborvitaes and planted them. And since then, we've had three of them die, and several others have brown spots. Now,
okay.
In the spring,
we're coming up to the break. Why don't you hold on to the line? What I want you to think about is, did they come in a dirt ball or were they in a plastic pot? And I want you to tell me how you planted them and what you did last fall. Okay? So you hold on the line and we'll talk right after these messages from your local stations.